This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Jeff Zito, and thanks for listening to another episode of the Celebrity Jobber podcast on all the platforms, especially Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Please subscribe. Would love a 5-star rating and leave a review. Past episodes are online, celebritybobber.com. Follow us on Instagram and on youtube.com/@celebritybobber. We talk to famous people and find out who they were before the fame. Sometimes it gets a little tricky with athletes because there's a lot of the times their first paying job was in professional sports. You know, baseball, they draft kids right out of high school. So at 17 or 18 years old, you could be signing with a Major League Baseball team, and that could be your very first job. The Iceman, George Gervin, was 19 years old when he got into professional basketball. He's a 9-time NBA All-Star, a 4-time NBA scoring champion. He played in the ABA with the Virginia Squires and his teammate, Dr. J, and then spent the majority of his career with the San Antonio Spurs. Today, he's a coach for the Ghost Ballers, a team in rapper Ice Cube's Big Three League. We'll talk about growing up in Detroit, some of his role models, his big break, and his first job, plus his new book, Ice, Why I Was Born to Score. NBA Hall of Famer, the Iceman, George Gervin, my guest this week on Celebrity Jobber.
The Celebrity Jobber podcast with Jeff Zito. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, give a 5-star rating, and leave a review. Check out all our past episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you pod. What if these celebrities weren't famous? What would they have become? What was their first job? We're about to find out.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
Man, the Iceman. Do you still hoop, Ice?
Oh, I'm 72, man. My jump shot is put on the shelf.
Yeah, but this 72 today is like, you know what I mean? Like, look, I remember back when I was growing up and they had a 50th birthday party for my dad, and it was over the hill theme, black balloons. Man, I'm almost 50, and I could do it all still. So I bet you can.
Wow.
I bet you can still do it. You see the videos of Dr. J still dunking?
Yeah, Doc, be careful. You're gonna tear Achilles.
So you're saying that's not you? You're not that anymore?
No. Well, think about it like this. I had my turn. I accomplished what I accomplished during my career. I play golf now.
Yeah?
I wouldn't do anything that I could do to hurt myself to keep me from playing golf. So, no, I don't shoot no jumpers.
So are you a good golfer?
Well, my GNs say I'm a 6, but I don't believe it, man.
Oh boy! Yeah, I bet you're probably a 3, and you're carrying that 6. Your Iceman is money bags, Iceman. I know how you guys operate. Trust me. So, George, I wanted to talk a little bit about growing up in Detroit because, you know, first of all, there's a book. It's called Ice, Why I Was Born to Score, the new book, autobiography from George Gervin. And it talks, I guess, a lot in the book about growing up in the D. And was that rough when you were growing up back in the, was it the 60s?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it was rough, you know, because I was raised by an unbelievable woman, mom. Didn't really have a relationship with my dad, so I didn't know him. So, you know, coming up in the inner city, the inner city is the inner city.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think I was poor because Mom fed me every day and stuff. But what Mom gave me was a value system, moral values, and you know, that I live by today. So, no, it wasn't tough, man. I mean, but, you know, you look in the inner city, what you see, you know, you see poverty, you know, you see, you know, men and women at work making money. So it's, you know, when you say tough, I mean, as a kid, I don't know what tough is, you know, because I know some kids during that time wasn't eating like I was eating. So in that aspect, it was tough. But, you know, overall, though, man, I'm glad I came up out of the inner city because I learned a lot. You know, I was able to survive it, and, you know, and then I started playing basketball. And, you know, but it all comes down to, man, you know, having that loving parent.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, that's the key. You know, what we have today, we have babies raising babies today.
Yeah.
You know, I had an older grandmama, you know. I mean, these kids today, grandmamas are 25 and 26, so.
Right.
You know, it's tougher now than it was when I came up. I can truly say that.
Yeah. Now was it your mom that raised you? And what kind of work was she? Did she have multiple jobs to try to, you know?
Yeah, mom. Yeah, you're 100% right. My mom worked two jobs. You know, she was like a janitor. You know, or cleaning up, and then you know she had another job another day. So it was tough for her. You know, to the point as we got older, you know, we all wanted to quit school and work to, you know, take a lot of pressure off of her.
But sure.
Being the great mom that she was, she said, no, I want y'all to get your education. Because she knew that would give us a better chance to have a better life. And I never forget,
so,
you know, her telling us that.
George, what do you think, like, when you were younger and you wanted to go to work and help out Mom? I mean, honestly, you know, everybody's dreaming. They got their dreams playing professional sports. But in the back of your mind, were you, like, wanting to go into a specific direction in work? What did you think you were going to become?
Didn't know. Didn't have a clue what I was going to become. You know, I really took the interest up in basketball when I was 14. You know, my older brothers, Booker and Claude, both played basketball, you know, on a high school level and collegiate level at later on. But, you know, I took up basketball about 14 when I got serious, and you know, and then I became a pro at 19. So
wow.
Basketball seemed to be, you know, was designed for me, you know, to play that sport. And once I became a young pro and went to the Virginia Squires, then I was able to take care of my mom.
Yeah.
So I was very fortunate.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What about, take me back a little bit to your college experience, which, you know, I've read was a little bit of a culture shock for you when you went to play for Tark in California. Tell me about that. You jump on campus and you were like, okay, I'm not used to this. Talk to me about that experience.
But think about it, like I said, I was in the inner city of Detroit. I never been anywhere. And then all of a sudden, I go from the Midwest to California, the West Coast, Never experienced nothing like that. I thought I was in a new country, you know. And then Tark was an unbelievable guy and coach, and I wanted to play for him. But the environment, you know, was a shell shock for me. I mean, and then they had that monsoon come into California at that time with all that wind and all that. And I said, I'm getting out of here.
And that was just that simple. So you come.
I say I'm going back home.
So you go back to the Midwest and go back to you went to Eastern Michigan and played a little bit there, and that's when you decided to turn pro and play for Virginia. You did play in some Olympics too, didn't you?
No, you know, matter of fact, when I was in Eastern and I got in a scuffle, and they kind of disciplined me and kicked me off the team that year, and that was the year that they was going to play the Pan Am game.
Right. Okay.
But by me being disciplined, like, they wouldn't accept me and stuff, so I missed that opportunity, and so when I left school and went and played in the semi pros. You know, that's where my pro career took off and stuff. So it was unfortunate that I didn't play in the Pan Am Games to play in the Olympics. But, you know, fortunate, too. You think about it, man, back then, I think that was 72. That was the first terror attack on the Olympics back then. So, you know, I could say, well, maybe it just wasn't for me.
I think so. I think you could look at it that way for sure. What about work? George, did you ever earn a dollar doing something else other than basketball? Like, your first job, what was that?
Paper boy,
me too.
You know, paper boy, man. I learned to fold them papers up, man, so I could throw them on the porch. You know, I worked in a restaurant as bus boys. You know, I worked as in a restaurant early on where I used to learn how to peel potatoes and stuff. So, yeah, I worked, man. I mean, because you wanted things. And the only way you're going to get it, Mom didn't have no money, that I had to make my own extra money. So, you know, Mr. Softy used to come in the neighborhood. Man, I wanted to be able to buy ice cream.
Right.
You know, so I worked, man.
I remember when that truck comes into town, man. The kid, you can hear that truck a half a mile away scooping up change.
Half a mile away. Here comes Mr. Softy.
Yeah, and then you go into the couch cushions. Did you go into the couch cushions and try to find change?
I had my little stash, man. You know, I knew how to stash the money way back then.
I bet you damn well did. So, George, do you remember a specific time in your career when you're playing, whether it was college or whether it was in the ABA? Do you remember a specific time, a game perhaps, where things just changed for you overnight? You became a star. You became the Iceman. Do you remember if there was a specific event that really launched you into the next level of your career?
Probably when I would have required, you know. I mean, to get there was one thing, you know, because, you know, I was in the semi-pros, and Johnny Red Kerr saw me play and told Earl Foreman, who was the owner of the Virginia Squires in the ABA, that you need to take a look at this kid. They flew me in. And they talked to me and say, shoot around. I shot around, and they signed me that day. You know, so I'm probably one of the only guys in the history of basketball that shot for his contract.
Wow.
You know, so to me, that was unbelievable and stuff in time in my career. And that's how my career took off. And then, fortunately for me, Dr. J was playing with that team, the Virginia Squires, and I got a chance to hook up with Doc. And yes, that's the pivotal time, man, that changed my life, you know, and became a professional basketball player.
And what about the name, the Iceman? I mean, I've heard it's been because you were cool under pressure. I heard it was because you don't sweat. Is that true? You don't sweat?
Well, I was 175 pounds. I didn't have no water in me, man. So. You know, I didn't sweat much. And then, you know, my style of play, you know, I didn't really run and jump, man. I pretty much glided. That's what they used to say. I was gliding down the floor. So, you know, my style, Fatty Taylor, who was my teammate also, he was our point guard and leader. He the one used to always call me that, man. You play like, man, you ice, man. You look at your uniform, man. It ain't even wet. You just dropped 25. So he used to tease me about that, man. So that's how I got my nickname.
Do they still call you Ice? You still got people in your life that call you Ice?
My wife called me Ice when she wants some.
That's great.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, I was thinking, George, when I first was reading the title of your book, I was wondering if there was like a little bit of a play on words there, like, you know, like Will Chamberlain, maybe, you know, like the book is called Ice, Why I Was Born to Score. And I was thinking to myself, is he thinking about, you know, scoring points, or is he thinking about maybe scoring with the ladies?
No, man. You know, you think about no goddamn ladies. You know, it is a play on words, you know, because, you know, what I'm talking about in the books is to score, man, is to overcome. You know, there's some things in my life that I had to overcome. You know, I talk about my marriage. You know, I've been married 48 years. You know, I talk about my spirituality, and then I talk about my mental health, you know. So it's a book for me, for hope for somebody else. You know, we as athletes and people that have platforms and stuff, man, we go through things. You know, things happen to us. We make bad choices, you know, as well as we do make good choices and stuff. And sometimes we get lost, you know. And, you know, to me, it's a lot of people got mental health issues and won't address it, you know. So if you get a guy like me saying, man, look, man, I had a problem, man, you know, I was addicted to something, I made bad choices because of my mental health, and I went to get help, you know. So now I'm on the other side. So I'm saying it ain't just me. There's a whole lot of people in this world, man, that have mental health. If you go back in the 70s, man, and 60s, mental health, they'll put you in an institution.
That's right.
But it's so many of us today, man, that have that problem. And there's a lot of athletes and celebrities and stars that have it, and they're starting to reveal it because that's how important it is to help somebody else. And that's what my book is about, man. That's why I'm born to score.
That's cool,
and
man.
And it ain't shooting no jump shot. You know, it's helping somebody, man, understand, man, there is hope out there, man. You know, you just got to go find it.
You talked a little bit earlier, George, about your dad and his absence in your life growing up. Did that ever change? Did you ever end up meeting your dad or forming a relationship with your dad later on in life?
You know, I met my dad, but I never really got a chance to spend the time with him. You know, I mean, a dad is so important, man, in a child's life, you know. And without that guy, then mom can't be a dad.
No.
Mom won't be a mom. You know, I mean, a dad is supposed to be the leader. You know, a dad's supposed to be that leader in the house, man. So when you don't have it, man, you miss something. You know, I don't care what they say. You know, you miss something, man. And, you know, it's unfortunate that I didn't have that relationship with him. You know, but what it did, it made me not be like him with my kids.
Right.
Because I know how important it is for me to be around my kids, man. I am so grateful, man, that my kids love me like they do with some of the things that I went through in their early parts of their life, you know. But I reveal myself in this book to say, hey, world or country, it can happen to anybody, but what you going to do about it? You right. know, and a lot of times when you talk about it and tell people about it, they'll say, man, my uncle was like that. Man, my auntie was like that. My brother like that. You know, you find out there's so many people got issues in life and stuff, but they won't come out and get the help that they need. So hopefully read my book.
It's a great message. A great message and a great book from George Gervin, Ice, Why I Was Born to Score.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Man, great talking to you, Ice, man. Thanks so much for the time.
Hey, man, appreciate you, man. Really do. Thank you very much.
You know, when I was talking to George about writing the book, it seemed like this was kind of therapeutic for him. He wanted to get his life story out there. Mental health seemed like it was very, very important to George. You know, he mentioned, his addiction to drugs and alcohol. In an old interview with the Tampa Bay Times, George was quoted as saying, I was real, real depressed after I left San Antonio. I pretty much quit basketball. I was on the road with another player. He said, try this. I smoked it, and I was like, wow. Cocaine was what George smoked. And he had a battle. You know, but fortunately for Ice, he recovered. So George talks a little bit about growing up in Detroit back in the 60s. And, you know, he said, you know, it wasn't really rough, but let's just face it. It was the inner city. And George, basically, it's all he knew. Said his mother played a very important role in his life. Seemed like she was a great lady. Had to work a couple jobs to make ends meet for George and his brothers. His dad, not in the picture when George was growing up. And then later on, we talked about George did kind of, you know, reconcile or meet his father over time. Didn't seem like there was much of a relationship there. Didn't seem like he resented his old man for being an absentee father, but it taught George what not to do as a father now with his own kids. His very first job, a paper boy, which was my very first job. He also talked about working in restaurants. And when he was younger, didn't know exactly what he wanted to do. Of course, the NBA was a dream, but thought about just going to school and going to work so he could help out his mom. And when he signed that $40,000 contract with the Virginia Squires back in January of 1973, he said he was able to take care of his mom. Really interested in reading this book. Ice, Why I Was Born to Score. NBA Hall of Famer, the Iceman, George Gervin. Cool guy. Pretty good golfer, too. Once again, you can stream us everywhere you listen to your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe. We'd love a 5-star rating and leave a review. Plus, all of our past episodes are online at celebrityjobber.com. You can follow us on youtube.com/@celebrityjobber. Got some cool video shorts up there on a lot of our past guests that you'll probably love. Please subscribe to that as well. Hey, before all the money, there's a story. Most of these guys were just a regular Ordinary Joe. Thank you so much for listening to yet another episode of Celebrity Jobber. We'll see you next week. I'm Jeff Zito.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.